The Warriors in LA taking on the Clippers, getting into a rhythm, getting the ball moving, and getting a variety of contributions and a strong team effort at Staples Center. Stephen Curry leading all scorers. He had 31 points to go with 6 assists and 7 three-pointers on the night. A tremendous showing. Kevin Durant delivering 19 points and 7 boards in this one as Klay Thompson motoring to a 15-point, 6-assist night. Draymond Green with a strong effort, 16 points, 9 boards, and 6 assists, while JaVale McGee adds 10 points and great energy in a dominant win in L.A., 141-113 the final. Here's Steph in the postgame.
Yeah, we always have confidence going into every game that we'll play our best, and then obviously so far this season it hasn't happened until tonight. I think our defensive effort really got us to where we wanted to be, kind of controlling the game from the start. Took care of the basketball for the most part. Coach gave us a challenge before the game to try to just win the possession and field goal attempt game tonight, however we could get that done. I think in the first half we were pretty solid. I think we got to the free throw line a little bit more, so the numbers are a little different. But throughout the course of the game, that was the key. And play Warriors basketball, now we got to sustain it.
Steph, what do you think was the
point? Think of your performance point-wise?
It's kind of crazy thinking about how we've played the first now 8 games. And we have the highest rated offensive efficiency, but our defense and our turnovers have been our kind of Achilles heel so far. So scoring the ball hasn't been a problem. It's just the other things that we need to do to be a well-rounded team and the team that we expect to be. So tonight was kind of a mix of both, you know, scoring efficiently, you know, moving the ball, knocking down shots, pushing the tempo and transition, and then getting stops and obviously taking care of the basketball.
Steph, what do you think was the key to
this? Is a team that you guys got hyped for, vice versa with them as well, but with a key piece on another team now, is it still that same feeling playing against this team, or is it a little bit different?
It's different. They have a new identity. But they present a serious challenge. They've beaten some really good teams this year, and they've got off to a great start. So although it's a different dynamic than it has been in the past, they're in our division. We're playing 4 times. We come to this building twice, so you got to be ready to play. And we want to come out and hopefully not give them any hope when we come and play against them. And I think tonight was a good start to that. But doesn't really mean much throughout the rest of the season. We got to do it over and over again.
Steph, what do you think was the key to getting the turnovers down behind?
It's kind of, it's tough to kind of pinpoint exactly what you need to do because every play is different. Like, you have a different read. It's not like you're coming down like, don't turn it over, don't turn it over, don't turn it over, because you can't play basketball that way. But the principles are just making the simple pass. So if you can take care of that. Guys open right in front of you, throw it to them. Don't look, you know, through 3-4 defenders and try to thread the needle. Little stuff like that. That helps over the course of the game. But we still have to play aggressive. We still have to move the ball. So, I don't know. It's just a collective awareness of making the simple play. That's the theme. And how that plays out every possession is different.
You had a 17-point lead at half and you never really let them sniff getting back into the game. How pleasing to have that kind of a second half and build on that lead.
Coach mentioned it at halftime. I don't know if it's a positive message leaving the locker room. He's like, all right, we've blown a lot of leads this season already. Let's not do it again. So it's a great message to send us out in the second half to challenge us to, you know, keep our foot on the gas pedal. First 3 minutes of the third quarter was kind of slow pace. We fouled a couple of times. They got a couple of easy buckets, but we didn't compound that with, you know, with turnovers and mistakes that could kill us and change the momentum of the game. So that was key to just keep control on the pace and just play our game.
Steph, Steve was talking.
The starters ignited the bench as well to play efficiently.
We do it together every night, so I mean, they're going to be nice. The starters play well, and the bench comes in, does their job, and it's just a perfect game. Sometimes the starters don't have it at the beginning, the bench that'll give us energy, and vice versa. So great regular season teams and great playoff teams have that balance where, you know, every night, no matter what lineup's out there, you know what your identity is, you know how you're going to get a win, and you know how you're going to play. So tonight was kind of the true example of that.
And here's what we heard from Coach Kerr afterward.
Yeah, that looked like us. So I told the guys tomorrow's Halloween, which means that tonight was opening night. So training camp's over, and now we're back to being us.
Coach, you talked about the mental fatigue of long championship runs. How important are the new additions in terms of keeping things fresh?
It's always important, I think, to add some new guys, new blood to a championship team. And I think that's where Omri and Nick and Jordan Bell come into play. They're all fun guys to be around. They can all play. And good to see the young guys out there. You know, Jordan was great tonight, Looney the other night. So those young guys will help us through the year for sure.
Steph, what do you think is the key in getting the turnovers down tonight?
Just keeping it simple. We talk all the time about just hitting singles. You know, we have so many playmakers on our team. It's what makes us unique, I think. We got playmakers and passers at every position. And so the whole key is just keep hitting singles. And we've been trying to hit a lot of triples and home runs. Like the World Series last night, only we weren't actually hitting home runs and triples. We were committing errors, so. It's a horrible baseball analogy I just made.
That was really good.
I tried.
Steph was saying how your message to them, you've blown some leads this year.
Yeah.
Tonight you didn't. You took a 17-point halftime lead and you never let them get close.
I think they might have cut it to 9 or 10. Early in the third, we were sloppy and we took a couple quick timeouts just to try to make sure they were focused and reorganized. And I thought Andre Iguodala was a key guy for us tonight. He's so smart. He just makes all the right plays. Sean Livingston as well. JaVale gave us great energy. And but the key, again, just if we keep it simple. We were playing against, so far, the best defensive team in the league through six, seven games, however many they've played. So they've been great. So it was good proof that even against a good defense, if we just keep it simple, we're going to be in good shape.
What's that like the most, if you looked at the box score, besides maybe the turnovers?
I'm sorry?
What's that stood out to you tonight? Anything?
The first thing I look at is assist to turnover ratio. And what do we have? 37 assists and 12 turnovers, great ratio. The number I mentioned to the guys before the game was I just wanted to win the field goal attempt battle. We've won it once in seven games coming into tonight, and we finally won it. 89-86. Our whole thing is if we can get more field goal attempts than our opponent, it's a good chance we're going to win. But we haven't been doing that. I think we came into tonight averaging 9 fewer field goal attempts than our opponents because of all of our turnovers and rebounding stuff.
Steve, I know you're saying yesterday that you were not necessarily concerned about the number of points that Draymond scores, but he said last night he felt like he needed to be more aggressive. Yeah. What did you see in that department?
I thought he started the game beautifully by driving the ball to the hoop. I would much rather see him driving to the rim, driving and kicking rather than launching early threes. I want him shooting threes, but I like when he establishes the driving game first because he puts so much pressure on the defense. And then I thought that opened up his game. It opened up the floor for us. And then he got knocked down a three later. He got to the line quite a bit. But this is who Draymond is tonight. You know, a guy who makes plays but is under control and plays great defense and rebounds and establishes a force to our game. I thought he was tremendous.
Can you see him kind of wrestling with his shot, though, right now? I mean, he's screaming after he missed one. He's fist pumping after he made that
four. He's been doing that his whole career. I mean, that's who he is. He's not, he's not ever going to be a great three-point shooter, but he's a capable one. And I'm always on him about when he brings the energy and the life and the enthusiasm to the rest of the game, it seems like the three-point shots go in. You know, when he gets discouraged with the rest of his game and he's not defending, then the shot doesn't go in. It's sort of a karma thing, but he plays with such passion and energy that when he's emotionally engaged and playing with that force, he usually gets a couple of those threes to go.
And a couple of more games for the Warriors here on the road is Thursday night in San Antonio. They will take on the Spurs before a game on Saturday night in Denver against the Nuggets. In Los Angeles at Staples Center, I'm Lawrence Scott.